have everyone. We're here to have a kickoff meeting for the design of for the beginning of a new project on remote control for design for a new remote control. I'm the project manager, Christa Pablo. And that's me. So I first want to do an opening, then we get used to one another and we speak about this tool we're going to design and try to make a project plan, some discussion, and then we talk the next meeting. So we want to do a new remote control. It has to be original, trendy, and user-friendly. I think the important points we have to talk about are its functional design, its conceptual design, and detailed design at the end. And for that, we're going all to work individually and then have meeting during all day. So let's try the whiteboard. So any of you want
to go? Yeah, for favorite animals. It's gonna be not my favorite one, but the one I can draw. And it's gonna be, you'll try to guess.
A cat.
No.
Dark.
A rabbit.
Yes, that's a rabbit.
A what?
That's my favorite one.
A rabbit.
Rabbit.
A rabbit. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Where's the carrot?
That's it.
I'm not very good at this kind of stuff.
Favorite animal is.
Wow!
A human!
Yes!
Human, yay!
It's a very complex animal.
No.
And yeah, characteristics of this animal is dangerous.
You're supposed to.
I guess you can.
Wow, that's cobra.
Wow, kind of snake? Cobra. Exactly.
Yeah, not really. Small cobra.
No, just small cobra, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that a worm?
Quite recognizable.
What about you?
Krista.
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 A fish.
Smiling fish.
Okay.
My board is working.
Yeah.
Next.
Next.
Try to guess who is a user interface designer.
Yeah. Well,
according to the drawings.
Not me.
Yeah. You
okay.
So.
So
€25 for a remote control.
That's the price we want to. That's
okay.
The aim for the price for the remote control. We aim to do this profit.
This big number.
It's an international market.
Yeah, we have to sell 2 million.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
For a production cost of 12. €50 maximum. So, any of you have experience in remote controls?
Yes, we have plenty at home. In fact, my daughter likes very well remote
and
controls.
To eat.
To eat, yeah. Mainly. And to break.
So that could be a great application. Remote controls, children-proof.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Children.
Yeah. So she likes buttons.
Yeah.
Which may click. So has to click.
They have to be waterproof.
Has to be
baby-proof.
But mainly it has to be very robust, because even if she's not very tall, she's high enough so that when she throw it away, it's so it has to be very robust.
Okay, unbreakable.
Unbreakable.
Okay.
We have some child lock or something. Yeah.
Has
to be nice looking,
colorful,
maybe
colorful. That's not practical.
Because nobody has colorful.
No.
Yeah,
it's always
no
black.
Black, yeah.
No.
But this one could be, I don't know, purple.
But how gonna? Okay, just but it's monochrome. It's it's not like.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because you think
one color.
Otherwise,
not?
You will never find it.
Yeah, even we can change colors, no? Like the like the phones and these things.
Oh.
Change color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At least for children, like one color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Good idea.
And it should be really small and.
Small also, don't you think?
Not so big, like.
No,
yeah.
Not too much buttons. Or
yeah, not too much buttons. Yeah. Should it be, you know, these remote controls where. They are what they call universal remote control. So you can decide that now it's the remote control for the television, then it's the remote control for the sound system or for your fridge or whatever. I don't know if it's or if they should have the targeted remote control.
So
size, yeah, size matters.
Yeah.
So you think it's better small than bigger?
Yeah, maybe at least not bigger than this.
Yeah, but without any extremes, like not of this size.
No,
yeah.
Not too small.
Okay.
At least it should hold, you know, hand properly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a palm size.
Yeah,
just to hold it.
But what would be different from this, from the others?
Maybe we can change the colors, at least the frame.
Yeah, at least the color.
So then it depends. You have to. I mean, you can easily remove the frame.
One thing is important, for instance, in this remote control, if you remember when people use it, they never find a good button at the right place.
Yeah.
For some reason, they click the off button when they want to use the.
Yeah.
So there's a problem in the design of that kind of remote control somehow.
So. Some kind of idea with a cellular phone with a screen that will tell you what.
No screens. It's too complex.
Okay.
Too expensive for 20.
Too expensive.
And
yeah.
Maybe
and
not too
expensive.
Well, it's not my point. But, well, okay, but no screens on remote controls.
Mm. I thought it could be only a screen, which would change depending on. The user, or even the user. So I prefer to have the off button at the top right.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have my own design of the remote control, because it's in fact just a full touch screen remote control, if you like.
I mean,
I don't know if it makes sense. But
it's like two types, no? People are right-handed or left-handed. So because I'm left-handed, I use like this. So if you're right-handed, you use like this. So, so your switch on off should be.
So adaptable.
Yeah.
Adaptable.
Yeah.
All right.
Possible.
Good.
Yeah.
So, how many actions do we need to implement in it?
Maybe
on
I think
off?
Even we can keep two switches, and then we can only make one working. We can adapt only one switch. Suppose here, like we can make two switches, and if I'm left-hander, I use this switch for the main operation.
I mean, if it's less than three, then we can make it like
three buttons. You mean?
like
three
three
options.
Mental states.
Ah.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You can just make it controlled by your brain.
Yeah.
Maybe
sure.
If it's more, there is a software inside that ask you three. if we want a universal remote control that we say before, it may need more than three buttons, three.
Yeah, more than
sure.
three actions
sure.
that they want to do at the given time.
But for standard actions, you usually what do? You change channels, you adjust volume, and nothing else.
Yeah, but for instance, when you change channels, you can just go to the next one or go to channel 25.
Mm.
And that's already more complex to go to channel 25.
Mm-hmm. You do this?
No.
Why do you just change channels?
Because I'm only using three or four channels. But,
yeah. But they keep generally that slash this thing and then the dash and then you can put.
Yeah,
yeah,
I change channel like this.
Yeah.
I want to go to 25 and then to
and
10.
Then back to the
yeah.
what I was before.
Also,
yeah.
you can
yeah.
go
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
yeah, that
go
cool.
back
yeah.
button. Good.
We had that.
Once had
yeah, the previous button is.
yeah. Even the history.
Oh,
so
okay.
you could like undo.
previous
and the previous. Then you can watch
oh.
what your. Oh, you could also record your. record your. sequence of actions that becomes more complex. You could look at what the other people have used.
Yeah, yeah. What the which channels they view.
Okay,
so I think we have
okay.
enough idea. And we're going to meet again in 30 minutes. And I want you to work on these ideas and try to make the ones make to decide what are the ones important and the ones that we don't want, and maybe more in the technical parts what do we want to do. So your personal coach will send you some instruction for these 30 minutes.
What does ME mean? ME, the user requirement? That's not for us.
Market expert.
Oh, that's me. Of course. Yeah, the user requirement specifications.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
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 So, I think that's all.
Meeting's over?
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you in 30 minutes.
Yeah.